How much, I guess, nerves or anticipation are you sensing with each day? Because the testing continues each day. Is there just like a holding of everyone's breath to be like, all right, let's not have 25 tomorrow. Let's not have 24. Let's keep it to one or two.
No, I think this is something that they feel comfortable that is an isolated incident. That I think they just had another player test positive yesterday. So that's pretty much it. Everybody else is kind of cleared because they got back, so Monday. So today is, Wednesday. So, they think one more day of testing, they all feel pretty comfortable that nobody else will probably be in COVID testing and positive. So I don't think there's a lot of nerves, but naturally a lot of people are cautious because it's always the unknown and it's very unpredictable. So sometimes, you don't show until maybe 7 days down the road.
Right.
And I think that is the only fear because I think they're feeling pretty comfortable. Most of the guys feel pretty good. And the people who tested positive only having minor flu-like symptoms. Nothing major, at least at this point. So they're kind of holding their breath, as you kind of mentioned, a little bit until 7 days pass, and that way they'll feel a little more comfortable that everybody's in the clear.
That's the voice of former NFL player Blaine Bishop, played for the Titans, giving us the skinny on what's going on in Nashville and Tennessee. They're still waiting for an official clearance and when they'll play, if it's Monday or Tuesday. If you were on the Steelers, would you be pissed off right now?
If I was on the Steelers, I don't know if I would be pissed off. I think, I would get to play possibly on Monday night, maybe even Tuesday. You're a creature of habit. You're a little disappointed, but you get a little more rest. You get the actual practice, so they may have pushed their practices back maybe a couple days, and so now you can go get some cryotherapy, some deep tissue massage. I don't know if I would have looked at it that way. Now if they move the game to like a whole nother day, like a month from now, I think that'll be a little bit different. But, you're disappointed, but the circumstances. There's a lot of unknowns here and the possibilities could happen. I don't think I would be pissed. I'd be disappointed. But yet I'd be like, okay, how can I take advantage of this situation at hand? And I think that's how most of the athletes are going to look at it. Got more film study time, more rest time. And maybe potentially even more days off, depending on how, the coaching staff and Tomlin, what they decide to do with that.
I think you're right. I think the adjustment will be fine this week, right? It's okay. Figure it out. If you play Monday or Tuesday, it's next week. If you play Tuesday, what does that do for next week?
Right. Well, and I think that's the tough part. You got a shorter week, shorter window to prepare for your next opponent. So you're probably, the coaching staff is at least probably trying to get a step ahead, which they already know that there's a possibility they're going to play on Monday or Tuesday. So they're probably already digging into their next opponent. I think what would really perturb me a lot would be if they moved it to our bye week. And then all of a sudden, most of the guys have, planned it all out. Well, this year, I don't think anybody should be playing anything out on their bye week because you don't know if you may possibly be playing that week. So I think that would probably irritate me a little bit more than actually playing on a Monday or a Tuesday. But it is a shorter week. It had to be tough, but you got to make exceptions. This is not the year to kind of grovel over a day of rest at this point in time.
Let's talk about the game, the Steelers and the Titans. The Steelers are 3-0. Are they good? Are they elite? They've beaten the Giants, the Broncos, and the Texans, and I still think the Texans can pick up some wins and have a decent season. But in all those spots, it seemed like they had trouble putting away the opposition, and especially against bad teams like the Giants and Broncos. So are the Steelers elite? Are they good?
Well, that's funny you say that because the Titans beat the Broncos, Jaguars, and Vikings, and I don't know how many wins they have either. But
I know.
The National Football League, and if you're 3-0 and you squeaked away with a win, with no offseason, everybody's probably not up to speed. But if you're playing – and playing well enough to win, I think a win's a win's a win. Now, can you play better? Can you get your players to continue to be motivated and incentivized to do better? I think that'll be clear cut from both sides, from the Titans as well as the Steelers, from what I understand about the Steelers. So, they got Big Ben, Hall of Fame, quarterback, who's probably not as sharp as usual. So he's probably getting up to speed after missing a whole season. So you want to peak at the right time. You don't want to peak now and then all of a sudden at the end of the season, you're not where you want to be.